Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest coming back to the show. Diane, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
We're very excited to have you back, of course, to talk to you more about your experience with CyberBacker. So as of the moment, how long have you been partnered with CyberBacker?
Gosh, it's actually been 3 years, actually a little over 3 years. So it doesn't seem like it, but it has.
True. But again, awesome partnership right there over 3 years now. So I'm quite curious. I'm not sure if I asked this the last time you were here. Was this your first time to work with someone virtual, or did you have experience prior CyberBacker?
No, this was my first time with any virtual.
First go at it then. Now, do you remember way back when you contacted CyberBacker, first conversation with CyberBacker, what help did you need with your business? Why you reached out?
Well, I had in the past an in-person assistant. Mm-hmm. And at some point, my business had dipped and I let her go. So I was doing my own admin 100%, mm-hmm. except for transaction coordination, which I was paying for per transaction. And I just needed to stop spending so much time in emails and all kind, just anything admin. And I needed to do more in terms of online marketing, socials marketing. So I needed help.
Needed the help. And of course, to free you of that time so you can focus on other things that matter most to the business, right?
Correct. Or, you know, get out there and play pickleball.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Meet people and be in front of people. Yeah.
That's better quality of life, of course.
Yes.
Now, how about now, though? How much time has your CyberBacker saved you or let you go out again and go play pickleball, things like that?
Oh, gosh. I that's difficult to quantify, except that I know when she is on vacation, I definitely realize how much I rely on her for day-to-day tasks and keeping it's beyond time. Mm-hmm. It's making sure things don't slip through the cracks and being systematized. I mean, it's really, I'm not good at that. So she helps me be better at that.
I think in any business, having a system and, of course, making sure that nothing falls through the cracks, those are very important aspects in any kind of business, not just in real estate. Don't you agree?
Totally. Yes, I agree.
Now, your CyberBacker that you work with today was the first CyberBacker that you worked with before. Am I right?
Actually, I had one CyberBacker for a very brief, mm-hmm. like a couple of months, cool. literally. And that was actually my fault through the hiring process. Actually Maricel is my second CyberBacker, okay. but we are coming up on our third year anniversary working together.
Gosh, a strong partnership right there. Now, you already mentioned that that was actually going to be my next question about the hiring process, because it seems like you've already found your perfect CyberBacker in Maricel. So for sure, we have business owners listening too that would want to dive in to the virtual world. So when it comes to finding that perfect CyberBacker for your business, any tips that you can share there?
Well, be patient with the interview process. Don't jump too quickly. Take the time to do a thorough process with CyberBacker's assistant. And write down what it is you need and have a good feel for what talents or strong suits you need in your CyberBacker, so that you can communicate that, so that CyberBacker as a company can help you get the right person.
Absolutely. Because again, you're going to be working with this person almost every day of the week. So if you don't get it right the first time, it's really going to have, it's going to, there's going to be a problem in the process. But again, of course, talk to me more about Marisol then. I know our listeners are quite excited to know more about her. What's it like working with her every day, and what type of a person is she?
Well, she never misses work, for one thing. That's pretty amazing. She even usually starts about 15 minutes early each morning. Wow. One of the things I like is we use Google Chat as our communication messaging exclusively. So I know if I get that little sound, it's Marisol. So she checks in with me every morning. She usually stays a little bit past 5 o'clock.
Wow.
She seems to really care about my success. And she not seems to, she does care. She's pleasant. She smiles. She's always pleasant. And really, she's part of my team. I mean, she really is great.
There we go. Already found your rock star cyber backer right there. So, of course, during the beginning, the hiring process is basically somewhat of the first step into the partnership, right? But to make a successful partnership, you really have to put in the work, put in the time as well. Now, during the beginning, when you already chose to work with Marisol per se, what were the things that you needed to do to make sure that this partnership was going to be successful?
Well, I did actually draft a 30-60-90 document, which is kind of KW language. The first 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, what are the tasks to be mastered? So that was helpful. And it was interesting in the beginning. I would tell anyone who's a solo agent, who decides to go forward with a virtual, it was a level of accountability for me. So I was out of my comfort zone, having gotten used to just working on my own. It made me more accountable to my hours of work, because I knew I had somebody working and I had to make sure that person had work to do. So now it's so smooth, but I remember I was very uncomfortable in the beginning, which means I was growing, right?
Yes, so. I absolutely agree with you there. And I think it really takes time to get used to the virtual world too, right? Really takes time. Now,
yeah, well, thank goodness for Zoom is all I can say.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of business owners, a lot of cyber backers who got used to the fact of using Zoom because of the pandemic too, because it's not like we weren't using Zoom or video calls before the pandemic, but just boosted it, just needed to use it more, right?
Yes.
Now, you talked about tasks. You listed down tasks for your cyber backer to do within the first 30, 60, 90. I know we talked about this the last time, but have there been any changes, or did you add more to Marisol's plate so far?
Yes. We have added things that I wasn't doing in the past. I always wanted to send out a newsletter, a digital newsletter. So I think, of course, I mean, it's been 3 years, so Marisol has been growing in her abilities and talents. And so she put together a fantastic newsletter for me. And our first one went out in January. And I got immediate feedback from clients and people in my database saying how impressed they were with it. So that was great. We've gotten more into video. I would not do video probably if it wasn't for Marisol, because she pushes me a little bit, and she tells, I always say to her, tell me what I need to do and how long it needs to be. And so she'll do like a little script outline for me, or, you know, just, and so that's been great. We've been doing equity analysis, emails to past clients to let them know how much their house is worth. So really starting that as a newer system. YouTube, let's see, Reels on Facebook have been great. And then YouTube longer emails. She does cute thumbnails for me for YouTube. So just stuff I wouldn't do. It's I probably wouldn't think to do it. I know I wouldn't have capacity to do it. And it's not my talent or the best use of my time.
There, Maricel got you to do that again for the business, of course. That's growth for you and Maricel, of course. Now, yes. How about challenges, though? I know challenges could be a part of growing as well. So have you encountered any challenges working with someone virtual so far in the past 3 years?
Well, some days I feel like it's important for us to Zoom every day. And yet some days it is impossible. So I feel a little bit guilty at times if there's a 2 or 3 day period or
no Zoom,
you know, where I'm just not able, I'm at a conference or whatever it might be, and I just can't Zoom with her. So that's challenging. And yet it's not, because we message via chat and it all works out well. But I think just remembering, it's like, to me, it's like treat your cyberbacker like any employee, somebody who, you know, the same you would for somebody in person, which means figure out their goals, help them achieve their goals. And that's been a challenge for me. It doesn't come naturally, but just trying to be a better leader to help her so I can create a world where she can achieve her goals as well.
Of course. Make her, help her achieve her goals to help your business achieve the goals of the business, of course. Now, one last question while I still have you here, Diane. 3 years, over 3 years of working with Cyberbacker, what's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage in the business?
I think probably bringing, I mentioned the video. I think that's one of the biggies. We've gotten so much more exposure, and not just me, but my clients' listings have gotten more exposure through doing reels. And really what's so cool about it is it's my phone and me, and it doesn't cost anything. It's social media, right? So true. We've gotten over 1,000 views on a couple of our reels and close to 1,000. And so we were doing more and more of that and incorporating it into our marketing system. So I think just keeping current with what's going on in the industry is that's a big impact, I think.
Yes, of course, of course. Who would have thought, did you ever imagine yourself doing those videos, let's say 3 years ago, now without your cyberbacker pushing you to do so, do you think?
No. and like I recently got really great feedback on a weekly marketing video that I do using a Zoom background. She creates that. She does the MLS research and creates the background for me and drafts the script based on my prior script. And so it just makes it doable. If I had to spend all that time, I wouldn't be able to do that video. So consistently. So that's been really great.
Just great to see the continued growth, of course, of your partnership with Maricel, who of course will be listening and watching this episode once we have it uploaded. So before we go, would you want to give her a quick shout out or any messages you'd like to give out to her?
Oh gosh, Maricel, you are awesome. I hope you know that. I hope to continue our partnership for a long time. So thank you.
There we go. Now, we are very excited to see the continued success of this partnership. And of course, Diane, I know you're very busy. We really appreciate your time here today. I had fun talking to you.
Oh, thanks, Jello. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.